Yes. But if a man commit capital crime, and those who constitute the government and that segment in government that is responsible and feel that the crime calls for capital punishment, that is hanging or electrocution, the book of Romans chapter 13 says he beareth not the sword in vain. And when I hear people going all over the place with the subject, the Bible addresses it. And not only Paul in Romans, but Peter. You may say, well, Brother Mitchell, I don't believe. Well, if you want not to believe the truth. But what we are saying, God addressed that. That when a man or a woman commit capital crime, that is murder and other thing that would call for capital punishment, it is not wrong when it goes through proper process. Wait now. That is not murder. Murder grows out of hate and bitterness and all of that. Capital crime comes out of process that must be followed, due process. God says, he who sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. We were on that on our radio program for quite many weeks. Dave, myself, and Brother Webb. Let me hear it again.
Whosoever sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man.
You see, because life is sacred. Man's life, it matters not how poor and shabby that man or woman looks or is. The Almighty God didn't want us to take life lightly. God created man in his image, and we should respect that life. The killing and whatever going on now, I wish we get the chance. In fact, a segment of that series of lessons that should be followed, just that we got off on something and still on it. But within the next 2 or 3 weeks, we will be on the point, appealing to men and women who think that they can take up violence to satisfy. A lot of time the violence grow out of dishonesty, greed, and whatever else. And they feel the best way to make a quick money is to kill and murder and all of that. We will be appealing to that side of our community to give Jesus Christ a try. Because a lot of times men and women don't realize the purposive, honorable use that Jesus Christ can put your life to. Some young men never thought of that. That God can find great use for their lives. And while I'm at it, one of our preachers, right now preaching in the island, was converted in jail. That's right. Yes, while he was in prison. Brother Dorrell Holt was converted in prison. What a great preacher the man was. So what I'm saying is that, you know, whatever you might be now, Jesus Christ can lift you up and make great use of your life. But let us get back to the lesson. Have you reached verse 6 yet? Well, let's stop there. God so created us human beings, and the wrecked man, that giving back to God and to his cause becomes man's responsibility, and it becomes man's test and man's constant examination. That's right. Wait. If you didn't get that, let me reword it. What I'm saying, the Almighty God has so made us and created us that giving back to God, not only monetary, in a few seconds, I'll be listing some of the areas that God has created us to give back to him. Wait. In worship, we give back to God. We are adoring God. We are giving God praise. Shouldn't we want to do more of that? And you think when you attend worship once a week, you think you give God enough. Can you imagine if God treat you the way you treat him? Huh? Yes, the Almighty God has so created us that giving back to the Almighty God, it becomes man test and man constant responsibility. Look at this case. In fact, before we look at it, I ask, is it an isolated situation? Or is it Jesus Christ is relating a typical situation? Let us run to the book of Luke chapter 12, verse 16, following Luke 12.
And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself.
Watch here now. The emphasis is this man and his wealth. Watch me now. And how the man think about what he had and how he use what he had. But notice something's coming out. Read on, brother.
And he thought within himself.
He thought within himself.
Saying,
What shall I do?
Because I have no room where to bestow my fruit. And he said,
the bank that I deal with, say I have too much money. I have to find another bank. Read on, brother.
This will I do. I will pull down my barns. And build greater storehouse. And there will I bestow all my fruits.
There will I bestow all my fruits.
And my goods.
And I will say to my soul.
Soul.
Remember, this is really Jesus Christ is really making game of the man. the soul, I will say to my soul,
soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease.
You see, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ knows that the soul is not satisfied with goods. Jesus Christ is really making fun, game of this man. Because all his effort, he thinks that his soul is God-like part. That is his spiritual part. Is satisfied with good. You have the world full of goods. That does not satisfy the soul. And what Jesus Christ is doing, that the mistake that many men and women make when it relates to material things, money and whatever, is to feel that the more of it you have is the happier you will be. Life has proven that false. Because in so many cases, the more of it we have is the more miserable we are. The story is not finished, brother.
Take thine ease.
Take thine ease.
Eat.
Eat.
Drink.
Drink.
And be merry.
And be merry.
But God said unto him, thou fool.
Now, we would think that's a wise man. We would want to be like that man. Now, notice the emphasis is how he looked at and how he estimated his material things. Notice there is in the lesson, the I, the me, myself, notice that there is no God in the lesson, in the man's contemplation. And this is why I ask, is this an isolated case Christ brought up as a parable? Or is it typical? In my thinking, it is typical. Typical in the sense that men and women with material things, not all, but most, usually have the wrong attitude in respect to what the material things they have can do. Yes, you have people, men and women, with material things that have the right attitude. But there are not many. Here is one that have a wrong attitude towards his material thing. Never at any time did he think of, or did you hear him refer to how he can help the poor and needy? How he can, what can he do to enhance the cause of Christ with some of his material? No, sir. That didn't come in the man's calculation at all. God has so made us and direct us that giving back to God and to his cause becomes not only our responsibility, it becomes our test. How we use our material things. In fact, let me hurry to reach the point. The expression, give unto the Lord, is one of the often used expressions in the Bible. Old and New Testament, give unto the Lord. In God's dealing with his people, in every age, the Almighty God has often had to I said in every age, as God dealt with men and women down through the ages, the Almighty God has often had to rebuke his people, remind his people, punish his people, chastise his people for their selfishness and ingratitude down through the ages. In a few minutes, when we come to the last part of the lesson, we'll be looking on a few passages that demonstrate that God has often had to rebuke, chastise, punish men and women for their ingratitude to God and for their selfishness. Look with me at Psalms chapter 50, verse 3 through 14. Read aloud.
Our God shall come.
Chapter 50, verse 3 following.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence.
God shall come and he will not be silent.
A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people.
That means he comes to judge.
Gather my saints together unto me.
Notice, gather my saints together. That's God's people.
Those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
Wait. They made a covenant. The covenant involves sacrifice. Sacrifice is referring to giving. Sacrifice referred to giving.
And the heavens shall declare his righteousness. For God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people.
Hear, O my people.
And I will speak.
And I will speak.
O Israel.
O Israel.
And I will testify against thee.
I will testify not for you, but against you. Now what would God have against Israel's people? The very name Israel has God in it. So what would God have? Read.
I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me.
Wait. You notice it's dealing with some of what they gave to God. Read on.
I will take no bullock. Out of thy house.
Out of your house. That's the male sheep, no?
Nor he goats out of thy fold.
I will not take the he goat.
For every beast of the forest is mine.
Wait. You get God's logic and God's reasoning? I don't want that. You know why? Read that little part again about every beast.
For every beast of the forest is mine.
In other words, you, my people Israel, if you didn't know this, every beast of the forest belong to me. When you put a nice sheep on the altar and burn it for me because I commanded it, When you kill the ox and the cow and put it on the altar, you think you are doing anything big? It's mine you are giving me back. Read on, brother.
And the cattle upon a thousand hills.
The cattle upon a thousand hills.
I know all the fowls of the mountains.
I know all the fowls of the mountain.
And the wild beasts of the field.
The wild beasts of the field.
Are mine.
They belong to God. Wait. I think it's in this very passage he's going to tell us, you see, we think in terms of money. Well, he's going to touch money, if my memory serves. No, probably it's the other passage. I hope I get to it before we finish. Where he talk about the gold and the silver is his. What verse are you, brother?
Verse 11.
Read on.
If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine.
I remember Eddie always liked that passage. You know, God said, if he were hungry, he wouldn't tell you. You know what? You don't have anything to give God. Whatever you give to God would already belong to God. That's the logic there. If I were hungry,
I would not tell thee.
I would not tell you.
For the world is mine.
Because the world belongs to our God.
And the fullness thereof.
And everything in it. This is why it's important that Christians learn to give back to God. When we rob God, we are withholding from Him what belonged to Him in the first place. He only gives you and me the opportunity to use it, placing in our hands that power or responsibility of trust, our trustee. And you know what? The Almighty God watches how we use whatever He gives us. Lot of time He watches so that He can bless us more. Lot of times He watches so that He wants to know if we are using it in ways where He will put hole in our pocket. Well, Brother Mitchell, God not put hole in anybody's pocket. You sure about that? You sure about that? Ooh. What verse is that, brother?
Verse 12.
Read on two more verses.
Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving.
Offer unto God thanksgiving. Wait. Do you know it makes all the difference in the world when you're a thankful person? It makes all the difference not only to God, but to you and your fellow men. We have sometimes children who are ungrateful. Are we all there? I say to children, be careful. Because your ingratitude will come around sooner or later to hurt you. It's important that we learn to be grateful to the Almighty God. And that we do not withhold from God what we are to give to Him. Read on.
Offer unto God thanksgiving.
Offer unto God thanksgiving.
And pay thy vows unto the Most High.
And do what?
Pay thy vows unto the Most High.
The Most High is God. When you make a commitment to God, don't go back on it. Let us move on, brother. May I? The Almighty God at different times has asked and demanded of His people their time. Are we all there? Did I mention some time ago, a few minutes ago, that it's not just money? God demand our time. Are we all there? Our talent. Our ability. Run to the book of 1 Peter. Chapter 4, verse 10 and 11, a passage dealing with our ability. I'm just listing some of the things that God required that we give Him in service. Did I say 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 and 11?
As every man
has received the gift,
even so, minister the same one to another.
May I